everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. Today is episode 29 on November 23rd, 2022. And for anybody who doesn't know this by now, this show is sponsored by TLBTalk.com. It's where you can go to say the things that nobody else is going to let you say, especially the things we're going to be talking about today, or we talk about on just about any show I do, whether it's here or the one I do on RBN on Sundays. Of course, this show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring into the conversation in a couple of minutes. But let me get this intro out of the way. First off, let me start off by telling you I have a massive amount of information to put out today. I'll be lucky if I can take a breath, never mind a pause. But let's continue here. The title of today's show is Global Reset in Your Face. Let me say that again with emphasis. Global Reset in Your Face. Not a joke. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism of communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these concepts. Now, I say this every single week, and I say it for a reason. That is a fact. This is the reason for this show, Eagle's Eye Report, and TLBTalk.com, for which this show is named after, TLB Talk Radio. Today, saying the things that people need to hear will get you into trouble. Did you ever think when you were a kid that that would be a possibility? That's the country you live in today. And as I say weekly, this is not a pleasant way to introduce a show, but it is reality and it is blatant in so many aspects. And again, the reason for Eagle's Eye Report. The show airs weekly on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, and also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. I don't have time to go into the big donation speech today, so do me a favor. If you're going to donate, figure out what you're giving over a course of a year, divide it into 12 payments, go in, make that payment, and click the button that says make this a recurring payment. The reason for that is you give them the ability to form a budget. They can give you bigger, badder, better, faster if they can count on a specific amount of funds each month. Help them with that. Stephen, how are you today?
Doing pretty good. This is week 29. Well over half a year now.
I know. And like I said at the beginning here, I have got literally so much to put out today. So I apologize that you may not get a whole lot of input into the show today, but just knowing that you're there just in case everything crashes and burns around us so that you can put your cape on and save the day makes me feel good, Stephen. Okay. All right, so information that you're going to hear today, and you're going to hear a lot of it, and there will be articles covering each and everything I say to you. There will be you will have the ability to check the facts on everything and anything I say. That will all be embedded in an article that's published on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow by noon Central Time. And, of course, it'll be published in an article called Eagle's Eye Report, Global Reset in Your Face. And you can find it right there on the big slideshow with the big eagle's head on it. Click on it. Take you right to the article. Everything I talk about, there will be a link to an article where I got the information so that you can see that, as usual, Roger doesn't spit crap at you. He tells you the truth, or he tells you what he believes to be the truth by the information and that's presented to me or the research I've done. All right. So now we go back to the title again. All right. Global Reset in Your Face. Look, I constantly tell everybody there are two things required by the global elitist caste who feels they, I don't know, lord over humanity in order for them to facilitate an accepted global governance. What are those two things? You probably all know them by heart, and I can imagine half of you are probably saying them out loud right now. Global economic collapse and massive population reduction. They need both of these. And if you look around you today, they are both happening simultaneously. Today, we're going to discuss both of them. Usually, I do a show on one or the other. Today we're going to take important components from each of them, and then I'll synopsize it at the end. But these are the two things required for global governance, required for the Great Reset, required for the New World Order. And we've been talking about that for well over a dozen years, the New World Order. As a matter of fact, Bush Sr., when he did a speech at the United Nations, stated, in order for us to have a New World Order, we need to. So anybody who thinks that any of this is new or just started because of a pandemic 2 years ago, you're wrong. This started over a half a century ago. It has now reached the point of maximum acceleration. This is what we're looking at. We are actually looking at their end game, not the beginning game. The beginning game wasn't 2 years ago. The beginning game was in the late 1950s, early 1960s, at least 50 to 60 years ago. The elitists don't do things quickly. They don't have to. As a matter of fact, some of the plans the elitists have had are centuries in the making. But we're talking about the New World Order. We're talking about the Great Reset. We're talking about global governance on a level today that even they may not have considered 100 years ago. So let's get into it. What's the first mechanism we're going to discuss? First mechanism is economic collapse. That's one of the two that's absolutely required. Okay? Let's talk about Davos and the Great Reset. The Great Reset was introduced by the World Economic Forum, which is tightly coupled to the United Nations and the World Health Organization. Their agenda is to implement a global type of totalitarianism based on technocratic and transhumanistic ideologies. Not a fact, not a guess, not a joke. They admit to that. They tell you this. Part of that plan also includes re-engineering and controlling all life forms, including humans. Did you hear what I said? Re-engineering and controlling all life forms, including humans. While the outward expression of technocracy will appear as totalitarianism, the control center is not an individual. It's not like there's one person ruling by decree. Technocracy requires control through technology and algorithms. This is a very important difference. In short, there will be no individual to blame or hold accountable. The dictator will be an algorithm. Take a look at Facebook. Take a look at Twitter. Take a look at some of the other really big social media platforms. Understand what an algorithm does. Understand artificial intelligence. If you control that algorithm, if you control that artificial intelligence, you have a much bigger swath of humanity you can hold sway over. And this is what we're talking about when we talk about global totalitarianism. Not one person, although there may be a figurehead sitting in, I don't know, on, you know, some big throne somewhere and decreeing himself to be the emperor of planet Earth. No, because now you've got somebody you can go after. That's not what they want. They want control without having the exposure, without having the vulnerability. The Great Reset is not a conspiracy theory. It is an open, avowed, and planned project. It's in our face, and it is well underway for over 50 years. But because capitalism with Chinese characteristics or corporate socialist statism lacks free markets and depends on the absence of free will and individual liberty, it is ironically unsustainable. What they want to do may come in with a bang, but it'll probably go out with a whimper, because the way they are setting this up and what they wish to do is not sustainable unless you have eliminated a vast portion of humanity. Okay, we are in the economic collapse portion of this, but the illusions, or I will be alluding to the other half because they are intimately connected. In 1972, Maurice Strong, who was one of these elitists, promoted an agenda of population reduction and lowering of living standards. Here we go with the economic collapse. He not only promoted a population reduction, but a lowering of living standards, economic collapse, around the world to save the environment. That's how long that scam's been going on. Strong stated in his radical, ecologist agenda, it's the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse. Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? This is him talking to his elitist buddies. Isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrialized civilizations collapse? Economic collapse. Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? How arrogant can you be? And for anybody who thinks that this guy is a nobody, look up Maurice Strong. You will find out he's been a somebody for quite a while. Just like Charles Schwab and others. Okay? Fast forward 50 years, people. He said that in 1972. This is what is now taking place under cover of a hyper or hyped up global scamdemic. No, I didn't say that wrong. I said it intentionally like that. I told you this is the end game. I've also told you that technology is what speeds up their agenda. If you take a look at what produces algorithms and what spreads algorithms globally, and you take a look at the technology or the technological increase in the ability to produce pharmaceuticals and what they can do to the human body, fast forward 50 years. He said that in 1972. Here we are. We're looking at the end game. Don't laugh. Don't say Roger's an idiot. Roger does his homework. This is all Roger does. I've lived in this house for 5 years. I don't know my neighbors' names. I wake up every morning and I do this. So when you think that I'm spitting bull at you, you better take what I say and do a little research on it. All right. Biden and world leaders have signed a declaration to adopt vaccine passports. How many of you knew that? This guy is supposed to serve you and I. He's making decisions that limit our freedom, not only in America, but globally. Did he ask your permission to do that? President Joe Biden signed a G20 Bali leaders declaration agreeing to adopt vaccine passports to facilitate all international travel. All international travel. That's you too. Paragraph 23 of the declaration pertains to facilitating seamless international travel by pledging to commit to international dialogue and collaboration to establish a trusted global digital health network that should capitalize and build on the success of the existing standard digital COVID-19 certificates. In other words, we thought it went away. We thought that we had fought for our freedom and won. Dictator Biden has decided different. He's already thrown America in behind all of the other dictators on the planet to say where you can and cannot travel. Of the declaration, Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver said digital health or vaccine passports, along with tracking and tracing apps. Listen to me. Vaccine passports, along with tracking and tracing apps, present a serious threat to freedom. Vaccine passports and tracking apps are about collecting data and control. The vaccine passport is being promoted worldwide to limit a person's ability to leave home, to work, to shop, to dine, to travel, to attend a public event, or even to worship. COVID is being used to advance this dangerous threat to freedom. We must never accept vaccine passports or tracking apps as the new normal. The implications for freedom are huge. The implications for humanity are dire. We've already been told that there is no truth to how deadly COVID-19 is, but there is a global movement going on by elitists to literally pin you down and say you need my permission to fart from now on. And if you don't get it, you're in trouble. All because of something we know for a fact, because the science is in our face now, should never have happened in the first place. Why? Why does the tyranny increasingly swell when the proof of what we went through is overwhelming? It never should have happened. But let's continue. Biden signed the declaration, listen to me, 19 months after Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response team leader, the White House COVID-19 response team leader, vowed that no such policy would ever be implemented in the U.S. He literally told the American public, don't worry about this. It's never going to happen in this country. In April of 2021, he said, let me be clear that the government is not now, nor will we be ever, supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There'll be no federal vaccination database, no federal mandate requiring anyone to obtain a single vaccination credential. But yet Biden goes to a G20 meeting and signs on that the entire United States will now be restricted from global movement unless we have proved we have been vaccinated. Anybody out there feeling like you just got stabbed in the back again? Because you did. You did. Dictator Biden has made sure that if you want to go anywhere outside of the United States, and believe me, that will soon be back in the United States, but if you want to leave this country, or somebody you know wants to come into this country, and they haven't had the most deadly pharmaceutical agent ever used on humanity, if they have not taken that six-shot revolver, put a bullet in one chamber, spun the chamber, pointed it at their head, and pulled a trigger, if they haven't done that, they're not allowed to go anywhere. Or nobody's allowed to come here. This is what we were promised by Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response team leader, would never happen in America. It did. And it is. And it's going to get worse. Let's go to another crisis, okay? And this one, most of you don't know much about, but if you stop and think about it, you must realize that it's economic repercussions, and we're pretty much trying to stick to the economy here, okay? Because when we talked about moving around the planet, that does a lot to beat your economy up. When people can't come into this country and you can't go elsewhere to do business, it is a huge economic smackdown. So let's go to another point, all right? Let's talk about a rail strike that's looming on us. Yet another economic wrecking ball crisis looms as a rail strike may quickly become reality just in time for the holiday season. But yet not too long ago, Biden patted himself on the back for having averted said rail strike with his superb leadership skills. Except it has all come crashing down as more unions refuse to accept this so-called wonder deal. Better than 30 to 40% of all products moved or sold in this country, including coal, oil, natural gas, all moved by rail. A very large portion of our consumables, including a lot of the food we eat, moves by rail. A rail strike would be an additional catalyst to send inflation skyrocketing. You think it's bad now? If this goes into a full-blown strike, you're going to see inflation jump by another 4 to 5%. You will see inflation knocking on the door of the inflation the United States had during its worst economic period in its entire history, the Great Depression. That was 22 to 23%. You're being told right now that it's 8-point-something percent. That's bull crap. Most decent economists will tell you it's between 15 and 16%. This rail strike happens, that's going to kick it up over 20%. We will be knocking on the door to a total collapse of the U.S. economic system. That's what happened in the Great Depression. That was 22 to 23%, the worst economy this country has ever seen. And if you don't think we're not being pushed in that direction, I don't know, by intention, on purpose. There's a million ways all of this could have been stopped. Everything I'm discussing. Just like the border. Nobody's ever tried to stop the border. Trump did it. And no, I'm not a huge Trump fan. So all of you in looking, you know, right now in the chat, no, this isn't about how good Trump is. But Trump had the border under control. There has been no control over that border whatsoever since Biden took over. Could there have been? Yes, we know there could have been. There was for 4 years before that. But there hasn't been for 2 years. We have over 5 million people crossing that border, of which over a million of them never even got a hello. Are they terrorists? Whatever, whatever, whatever. Want to talk about something that's smacking the economy hard? 5 million people. Collecting welfare, 5 million people getting a free phone, 5 million people, you're paying for their homes, you're paying for everything, their kids' food, everything. I'm not saying that they don't need it. What I'm saying is none of this had to happen. Is it being allowed to happen? Yes. Is it being encouraged? Yes. Why? Because it is a major economic blow to this country. If you don't think that's true, you're a freaking idiot. Every one of those who crossed that border is costing you, the taxpayer, between $10,000 and $20,000 a year, depending on how big their family is and what they actually need. Multiply that times 5 million. Yeah, I think you're getting my point. How about another one? And this one absolutely made me laugh so hard I almost fell off my chair. The White House has announced that it's funding a research plan for a controversial proposal to fight climate change by geoengineering via technologies and processes that can be used to artificially modify the Earth's climate. Wait a minute. The biggest threat they have against us is we are bad people because we are modifying the Earth's climate. Climate change. We're horrible people. But yet they're putting out this huge plan to go out and intentionally try to modify the climate using geoengineering. This research would be dedicated specifically to a form of geoengineering known as solar radiation management, which involves spraying fine aerosols into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight away from the Earth. The hope is that once the sunlight is reflected, less heat will be generated, ergo temperatures will go down. Presto, actual anthropogenic climate change, a global SPF 100, as it were. They're hoping to fight the scourge of a non-existing climate change by blindly trying to change the climate. What is it with Democrats? Newsflash! Look up in the sky on any given day and witness the fact that this has been occurring for decades. How many times have you walked outside your door and looked up in the sky and saw this perfect checkerboard up there? And how many of you got down on your knees and said, thank you, God, for the beautiful checkerboard you put in my sky? You're a moron. How long's that been going on? Go to the Liberty Beacon and see how long ago the first geoengineering article was published, at least 10 to 12 years ago. But yet the White House is just going to tell you we're going to start doing this. Who's been doing it for the last 20 years? But now they're going to tell you they're doing it. Why? Because now they can spray the sky all they want with anything they want, and we're telling you about it. But let me ask you a question. Okay? Let me ask you a serious question. All right? Geoengineering. You want to take fossil fuels away from us. You want to make us depend on renewables such as solar. Then you want to block the sun to prevent the sun from warming the planet and minimize global warming. Can you say insanity? Can you? I'm going to tell you that you can't use oil. You can't use gas. You can't use coal. You have to use, and wind is kind of heavy. So the biggest component there in renewables is solar energy. But then I'm going to tell you I'm going to go up and block the sun. I'm going to reduce the amount of sunlight hitting the planet by at least 50%, maybe more. So what I'm telling you is I'm taking away all of the guaranteed mechanisms for producing power, and the one or two I'm going to leave you, I'm going to severely handicap them. What? This isn't a joke. Everything I'm telling you will be on links and articles you can look at tomorrow on thelibertyvegan.com. There will be links there. You can go and see the actual articles about the White House doing exactly what I'm telling you right now. I'm going to make sure you can't use fossil fuels to generate energy. Then I'm going to dim the sun. Are you freaking kidding me? The global monetary systems are collapsing, including the dollar, because of massive borrowing, spending, and this is being done intentionally. A lot of the money that was literally borrowed or taken from you and me, our children, okay, by the government for COVID spending, over a trillion of it is still sitting there. It hasn't been spent. Would you like to bet if I went up there and knocked on Joe Biden's door and said, hey, look, this emergency's over. Congress has already told you. They're not going with you to extend this. It's over. That $1 trillion is still sitting there. You need to put it back in the Federal Reserve so that we don't have to pay for it. Do you want to bet they're going to tell me you're nuts? Go away, little boy. That money's in their hands now. That money will go to bribe and pay for whatever they want going forward, because it certainly doesn't have to go to COVID. But they've already got it, and they won't give it back. Okay, so we have unserviceable debt and other mechanisms of serious economic destruction, such as fossil fuel restrictions and the restricted, controlled global movement of individuals. When the dollar does collapse, it will take a huge chunk of the global economy with it. Anybody who doesn't think so, I spent 30 years traveling the planet. I have over 1.5 million air miles. I spent between 75 and 90% of every year out of the country. I'm going to tell you right now, if and when, and I believe it will, the dollar collapses, you are going to see a massive collapse of economic systems across the planet. That's how powerful the dollar is. When this happens, those who facilitated this via a plandemic, yes, I said scamdemic the first time, this time I said plandemic, they're both right, are waiting in the wings to save the world economy. The elitists are waiting for this to happen so that they can step up, hold their hand out when things are so bad for you, you can't take it. And they will say, take my hand, let me help you up. It won't be as good as it was before, but it'll be better than it is now. Welcome to the Great Reset. Not a joke. And on the other side of the break, and I get a chance to take a breath, we will talk about population reduction. Then we will tie the two together because they are linked beyond anything you can imagine. Steve, you want to roll into this?
Sure. I wonder how the bugs are going to taste.
I knew you were going to say something like that. You never let me down, Steve, ever.
Be right back in a minute, folks.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right. So what we've done is we've gone over the economic issues facing the planet. Today, anybody who believes that the economies of just about every country on the planet are not being affected, you're wrong. I don't care what you're reading or who you're reading it from. China is in economic dire straits. Russia is in economic dire straits. You're going to read articles that are biased and tell you they're not. They are. Okay? Australia is about to go down the toilet. Canada couldn't be worse off. The United States... we have the power to borrow, but we are reaching a limit on that faster than you can possibly imagine. We are looking at global economic collapse. One of the two things that are required in order to have global governance by an elitist caste. The other one, and I constantly say this, is a massive population reduction. And everybody thinks that, okay, Roger's just, you know, this is some conspiracy theory. Not everybody, but a lot of people do. And he overblows this up, except that I never say anything that I won't give you a link to go and look at yourself. If you don't go and look, don't accuse me of not telling you the truth, or don't accuse me of overstating, or don't accuse me of exaggerating. If you don't go and look, accuse yourself. Because when I spend the time I do and talk with the angst and the, I don't know, the raised voice that I do out of total. The only time I ever raise my voice for you people is because I want you to be in the understanding that I'm going to be totally honest to you. If this pisses me off, there's no doubt in your mind I'm pissed off. That's my honesty. That's not me looking for acknowledgement. It's not me trying to gain fame. It's not me. It's me telling you exactly how I feel about something. I can't be more honest. So let's talk about the, let's talk about population reduction in general. All right. The World Economic Forum leaders want to halve the world's population by 2050. I'm going to tell you that this is another one of those articles or another one of those pieces that gives you the half truth. They're telling you half of the population by 2050. I'm telling you that's, I don't know, 27 years away. It's a whole lot more than that. And it will be. The United Nations predicts that by 2050, there will be 9.6 billion people on the planet. That prediction is highly doubtful based on what's going on around us today, and I've said that over and over again, okay? The UN itself is in cahoots with the World Economic Forum in exploring ways to dramatically reduce the number of humans on Earth as part of the Great Reset. I'm not joking. They discuss this openly. They have meetings where they sit around their round tables – and there are people in there filming these things. They're on live cam. And they discuss mechanisms that can be used to slim down the global population. How about Bill Gates standing on stage telling the world if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can reduce the global population by 10 to 14%. Vaccines are meant to save lives. Vaccines are meant to save lives, which means if you do a really good job with vaccines, it wouldn't limit the population. It would allow the population to increase because there would be less deaths. But if I'm going to stand in front of the entire world and tell you that if we do a really good job with vaccines, we can reduce the global population by 10 to 14%, what am I trying to tell you? And you can give me a whole lot of, well, this is what he really means, answers. But I've done way too much research on Bill Gates to believe that anything you're going to tell me other than what I just told you even comes close to being the truth. Okay. Nefarious WEF, or World Economic Forum leaders and contributors such as Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah, Harari, and Sad Guru. God, I love that name. Have long and openly advocated for depopulation and are currently attempting to generate increased public support for quickly reducing the world's population. They are doing what they can. Did you hear what I just said? To increase public support to reduce global population. Don't have kids. If you have kids, you're evil. How about the one child policy that China had in the United States? How about if we told you, you have no choice, that's the way it's going to be? So their mission on the surface is to get you and me to go along with population reduction. But that's not quick enough. Is it something that can be done in the open so that when people see the numbers are going down, they will say, oh, okay, this is working? Yes. But what's really happening? First off, let's talk about vaccines. Let's talk about the mRNA vaccine, which to me is the most evil mechanism ever used on humanity in the entire history of humanity. Are the pegylated lipids in the mRNA vaccines devices of military-grade weapons? Remember, Roger worked for the military for 30 years. Okay. Am I going to tell you that I worked on pharmaceuticals? No, I didn't. Am I going to tell you that I'm familiar with what a weapon should have, how effective it should be, and how that mechanism should be utilized? Yes. The pegylated lipids and lipid nanoparticles, LNPs, that are listed in Pfizer's FDA submissions are both medical devices and military-grade nanoweapons. Yes. And the article that will be in this show tomorrow on the Liberty Beacon breaks it down and proves what I just said to you. You don't have to take my word for what I just said. Nor do you have to take my word on any of the few more that are going to follow after this, such as per 2018 West Point lecturer, a lecture given by Professor James Girando, G-I-O-R-D-A-N-O, anyway, that's his name, at West Point's Modern War Institute, pegylated lipid nanoparticles have been used as aerosolized neuroweapons, listen to me, to emotionally and mentally hijack influential leaders. This guy is telling these people at West Point that these nanoparticles, these pegylated lipid nanoparticles, have been used as neuroweapons to emotionally and mentally hijack influential leaders, and can also be used to induce a pandemic of the worried well, meaning all of a sudden you're worried about things and you have no clue why. In other words, emotional control, or a pandemic of strokes via blood clotting. Oh my God. Strokes via blood clotting, myocarditis, and more. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But one of the biggest killers of this vaccine is blood clots, or the fibrous clots that have been found in the bodies of those who have died and autopsies have been run on. We're talking about into the millions. So anybody who says Roger's full of crap when he says pegylated lipid nanoparticles can't be used for a pandemic of strokes. It's happening more than it has ever happened in the history of this planet right now. What's the only thing that's changed? 5 billion people have been vaccinated. Tell me I'm wrong. I dare you to. Per Pfizer, okay, per their document submission for their August 23rd, 2021 FDA approval, there are pegylated lipid nanoparticles, LPNs, and other LPNs, catatonic artificial exosomes, in the Pfizer COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. It is in their documented submission. The pegylated lipids and the LNPs found in the mRNA vaccines are both medical devices and military-grade nanoweapons. Not a joke. COVID-19 mRNA vaccines not only meet the criteria as military-grade bioweapons, but also meet the criteria of neuroweapons, meaning they attack the blood-to-brain barrier, which allow things to get into your brain that never would have gotten there before. Things like mercury, things like aluminum, things like whatever is being kept out of your brain by that blood-to-brain barrier, which is an absolute wonder. Yeah. These particles literally destroy the blood-to-brain barrier. Also, the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines also meet the criteria of radioactive weapons containing technologies that emit radiation, QDOT, and Bluetooth electronic devices. Can they? I haven't seen it happen. But with all of the other information I can verify here, I would not doubt it. Now, would they have to be triggered? Would they have to be first receive and then transmit? I have no doubt that can be done in the nano field today. I have no doubt. Can I? That's the one that I would have any question about at all. But I'm not going to tell you it can't happen, because I already know that there are micro transmitters and receivers that are as small as what is being discussed here. I already know that. The COVID-19 mRNA vaccines also might meet the criteria of chemical weapons, okay, delivering toxins and neurotoxins from the spike protein. Not a joke, an absolute fact. Not only do the mRNA vaccines meet the criteria for weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, MDs, but they can and will cause far more damage to humanity than a nuclear bomb. Why? What is the total amount of people that have died from nuclear bombs or atomic bombs in the history of this planet? It's under 100,000, probably. We're looking at, right now, tens of millions of deaths via of this vaccine, and billions of those damaged maybe permanently. So we're looking at billions damaged across the planet. Not a joke. Let's continue. Insurance companies are reporting an increase in deaths, which represents a huge, huge number. And it's not just the elderly that are dying. It's primarily people of working age from 18 to 64. And what would seem to be out of the norm was first brought to the attention of the insurance companies in the third quarter of 2021, where they found out that there was a death rates increase of 40% over and above pre-pandemic days. 40% increase in death rates. Listen to me. Let me give you an idea of how bad that really is. A 1 in 200-year catastrophe would be an average of a 10% increase in deaths. I'm going to say that again. Globally, okay, and this is what has been seen over history, a 1 in 200-year catastrophe would be a 10% increase over pre-pandemic deaths. So we are seeing a 40% increase. It's not only unexpected, it's totally unheard of. This is 400% higher than the death rate ever seen in the history of this planet, and it's only in the last year and a half. Does one and one make two for anybody here? These are insurance companies. That's their business. Do you think they want to pay all of these insurance policies out? They're freaking going broke. And it's not getting better. It's getting worse. Now, before you jump onto COVID as a problem, remember the words of the Moderna CEO. COVID is actually no worse than the bad flu year unless you're very old or have serious comorbidities, several of them. So in other words, don't blame this on COVID. What else has changed in the last 18 months? Gee, how many people have been vaccinated? 5 billion. Yeah, I actually said that. And let's go into that. Experts estimate between 20 million and 25 million are already dead due to COVID vaccination, and over 2 billion have been seriously injured in the over 1,200 side effects that they tried to hide from us, and the judge said no, for 75 years. They didn't want you to know all the deadly side effects. 1,200 plus. And they tried to hide them from you and everybody else on this planet. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? Why worry everybody with the fact that they're probably going to die from this thing? Why worry people with that, right? Peeling back the layers of deception and obfuscation reveals a shocking truth that may not be all that shocking to most of you, are at least semi-well informed. COVID-19 vaccines are injuring and killing far more people than any government is letting their people know. Estimates compiled from pieced together statistical data suggest that of the 5 billion vaccinated globally, as many as 20 million or more people worldwide have already died from the shots, while another 2.2 billion have suffered injuries, and we're only getting started. Why do I say that? In the coming months and years, these figures are going to balloon even higher as lingering spike proteins progressively damage the bodies of the fully vaccinated, leaving them prone not only to every illness that comes along, autoimmune disease, but also to deadly clots. What was I telling you about? Some of them as much as 3 feet long. Why do you see all of a sudden on a sports field, a football field, one of the world's best athletes drops over dead? On a baseball field, drops over dead. In the Olympics, drops over dead. You want me to keep going? It's happening all across the planet. And when they do an autopsy, what do they find they died from? Massive clots, and they're not blood clots. They're white, stringy clots that can be as much as 3 feet long. And this is global. Okay? And we haven't even delved into the massive infertility issues yet. Let me explain one more thing to everybody out there, okay? I have told you over and over again about your immune system. You've heard about this. You have. You've heard that the COVID shots, in fact, do damage your immune system. Let's take that just a little bit further. The first shot does a serious blow to your immune system, but it doesn't knock it out. The second shot takes it to the ground, but it may survive, so they want to give you a third shot. The third shot absolutely guarantees that your immune system is gone. The fourth shot is there to make sure that one of the other three shots didn't fall down on the job. And the fifth shot, well, I guess they want to make a little bit more money. People will be dying for the next 3 to 10 years Not because of COVID. It will never be blamed on COVID. Not because of the vaccines, because they will throw so many things in your face between now and then, the vaccines will be totally forgotten. But the people will continue to die at ever-increasing numbers. Why? Because they got the flu. You don't die from the flu. They will. Because they got a cold. You don't die from a cold. They will. Because they got, and I could go on and on and on. All of the things that never should have killed you are going to kill you now because you don't have an immune system. There is no way to protect your body anymore. When they call this a bioweapon, they're not joking. But yet you're being told you need to take the new COVID vaccine that just came out. And if you don't take it, somebody's going to make your life miserable for it. Or you're not going to be able to travel to another country because they've all signed this, I don't know, this treaty saying you can't travel unless you put that revolver to your head and pull the trigger. Nothing I told you today is even close to being exaggerated. Nothing I told you today is a lie. The economic ruination going on across this planet is very real. The population reduction has only begun. 5.2 billion people damaged across the planet. Listen to what Roger just said. 5.2 billion people have been vaccinated. 2.2 billion have already been shown to be suffering some of those side effects. Over the next 3 years to maybe as much as 10 years, you are going to see the biggest die-off in human history. But even before then, when's the last time you saw any single mechanism cause 2.2 billion people to be severely harmed? Please tell me, because I don't remember one. I don't. And I'm 68 years old. World War I? Couldn't even come close. World War II, couldn't even come close. All of the wars put together in the entire 20th century couldn't even come close. But yet we've got statistics stating that as many as 2.2 billion people may have been damaged for life and may die early, much earlier than they should have, because of a pharmaceutical agent. But guess what? You go into work, they're going to say, hey, they got a new COVID shutout. You need to take it or don't come to work tomorrow. And flu season's here. It's winding back up. Well, you can't fly to visit your relatives in Germany because we have a treaty with them. You ain't been vaccinated. Put that revolver to your head, or you'll never see your relatives again. This is the world we live in today, people. I'm not joking. For over a century, the global elite have broadcast their intentions to depopulate the world, even to the point of carving them into stone. The Georgia Guidestones: maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. That was one of the placards. Is it really just another coincidence that the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed just as global vaccine genocide is starting to be recognized? Is it really a coincidence that the Georgia Guidestones were destroyed just as the damage from COVID vaccines or global genocide is starting to be recognized? With all we've discussed today, you would think the people of this planet would be up in arms, railing against an elitist caste hell-bent on their demise, and yet we never seem to believe them. They tell us what they're going to do. We just don't believe them. Why? Well, let me see. How many of you ever heard me say this? It's because of door number one, door number two, door number three. There goes Roger with those doors again. What am I talking about? Door number one has a catastrophe behind it. What is that? Well, the supply system is being wrecked. What's it going to do to me? Oh, my God, my whole life, blah, 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 and you're just so oh, and then all of a sudden you start to realize, hey, I went to the store today and yeah, there's not as much air, but there's still, it's not as bad as everybody said. All of a sudden, that's not as big a crisis. And door number one slams closed and door number two opens up. And behind door number two is the southern border. And all of the fentanyl coming through and all of the possible terrorists coming through and the massive amount of economic drainage they're causing on you and me, the taxpayer, and so on and so forth. And when you start to understand that and push back against that, door number two slams closed and door number three opens up. And behind door number three is another massive issue. It's misdirection, redirection. As long as I can keep you from thinking about everything out there except for global genocide and global monetary collapse, then you're not pushing back against me. There are more catastrophes going on this planet today than any 20 years I've ever seen in my entire life combined into one. Door number one, door number two, door number three. America has never been this screwed up. Elections, my God, could the elections possibly be any worse? Massive cheating, again, absolutely provable. But you know what? We're just going to scream about it. We're going to holler about it. We're going to fight about it. What are we not paying attention to? Global genocide and the collapse of the global monetary system. Okay? And I could go on and on. We are sitting in a world today where one catastrophe after another is being generated intentionally to keep you misdirected or redirected. In your face, disasters meant to distract and hide reality from those suffering the most. Sorry, Mr. Spock. It appears we will not live long and prosper. That's probably about the closest I'm going to come to humor in this entire spiel. And guess what, Steve? I actually got through all of it with enough time to ask you, what do you think about this, Steve?
Well, we're going to have a good time coming up here in the next few years. It's going to be fun.
Anybody who tells you, and I'm sure you agree with me, anybody who tells you that we are not going to see an increasing amount of deaths globally, increasing, not just a little bit, big time, increasing, maybe even increasing at a level you won't even believe over the next 3 to 5 years at least, is an idiot. These vaccines are intended to slaughter your immune system. You won't die from COVID. Nobody hardly ever died from COVID. COVID doesn't have the power of a really bad flu season. And that's been admitted to us by the Moderna CEO. What they will die from is all the things they never should have died from because they had an immune system. Is that biowarfare, Steve?
It is. It's terrorism.
It's biowarfare at its best. Right?
It's terrorism.
It's only terrorism if someone like you or I do it. If the government does it against us, it's necessary. If you listen to these elitists, most of us have to go. And they are, I don't know, they're justified in any means or any mechanism to make it so, whether we want to go or not. So everything that's being done against us, in their eyes, is totally justified. And they've been planning on it for about as long as you and I have been alive, Steve.
And a lot longer than that, too.
Yeah, but I'm talking about to the tune it is now. In order to do something like this 150 or 200 years ago, that was impossible. It could never have been done. Today, because of the advanced technology of both medicine and weaponry and electronics, it's extremely doable. But can you hide it well enough? It's people like me who spent their life working in the technology, some of it being used to accomplish exactly what I discussed today, that I can see these things and I can see the repercussions. And that makes me open my eyes a little bit further and dig a little deeper. And this is why I deliver shows like this. And nobody, I'm sure, likes the shows Roger does. But you listen because I'll guarantee you I'll never lie to you. And with that, look, I'm not going to say y'all have a great day because with everything I just told you, I don't imagine you will. But do some research. Look at the article tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com. Every link on everything I ever discussed in this show today will be there. All of it, including a movie that is absolutely phenomenal. One of the best movies you should watch. It's called Died Suddenly. And a link to the entire video. Actually, the video will be embedded right in the article. It will explain all of the blood clots to a T that I was discussing. All right, Steve, thank you very much. You're always appreciated, my friend, and I wish you a great day.